America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Alrighty, we are back, and we're going to hear a clip from Laura Ingraham about a country that's about to die. But go ahead.
Superpower, that's the focus of tonight's angle. Oh, it was more of the new normal in Biden's America today. And it was more peace and love for the pro-Iran coalition in Chicago on Saturday.
I'm going to teach you a chant in Persian that you can use if you ever encounter those Zionist freaks. You're going to say, Marg Bar.
Marg
Bar. Marg Bar Israel.
Marg Bar Israel.
It can mean death to or down with. So
can we get a Marg Bar America?
We can get a Marg Bar America. Yes, we can. Marg Bar America.
Marg Bar America.
Death to Israel, death to America. Now, these are the voters, by the way, that Joe Biden was desperately trying to court over the weekend by telling Israel to bring down the temperature after the attempted drone attack on Sunday morning by Iran. Now, it's been a muddled mess and an embarrassment to the United States.
Mr. President, what is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't.
The U.S. confirming that Iran has fired a barrage of drones and missiles toward Israel, a significant escalation in the Middle East.
Has President Biden considered maybe beefing up the public Iran posture to be more than just one word?
You're referring to don't.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about...
And they did it anyway.
And let's talk about what we...
Now let's pause for a moment and realize, first off, that this isn't 1994... It's not 2004. America, sadly, is not the force she once was. Now, how can we be? We welcome people into our country who stand deeply opposed to our traditions, our Judeo-Christian beliefs, and who can blame them? Look, after all, remember what our top leaders say about America.
America has a long history of systemic racism.
Addressing profound inequities, including systemic racism.
We're going to rip out the systemic racism that still infects our laws, our institutions, our culture.
Now, these aren't the words of a superpower, because a superpower is proud and resolute. America under Biden is ashamed and shaky. Now, way back in 2011, Pat Buchanan predicted all of this in his bestseller, Suicide of a Superpower. Will America survive to 2025?
The West is disintegrating. It's the greatest civilization the world has ever produced, and I think it is dying. In 1905, Western empires controlled the entire world, with the addition of Japan and Asia, six or seven countries, America included, controlled the entire world. We went through two world wars that carried off something like 100 million people, all these Western nations. They all lost their empires. Almost all have lost their armies and navies. They have lost their basic fundamental Christian faith. Their culture has begun to disintegrate, and the people have begun to die.
Now we see that Buchanan really was right, as usual. Today, the same people who got us into this mess are now somehow stunned that Americans are opposed to more foreign intervention, more money for Ukraine. And those same people think that America is weaker and our enemies are stronger because the American people are the problem. And their representatives in the House lack the will to stand up to our enemies. And these same people think that if we just agreed to borrow more money, if we agreed to take on more commitments to other countries, if we agreed to trust Biden and his team even more, then things would be better. Well, they are completely wrong. The American people are still loyal. They're still patriotic. They're still committed to building a richer and safer world for everyone. Most still support Israel. They still mistrust Vladimir Putin. They still want America to be number one. The problem isn't the American people. The problem is what our leaders have done to the American people and America. Measured on the basis of purchasing power parity, China's economy is now larger than ours. The United States is over $34 trillion in debt and counting. The United States intel community lacks credibility. And young people, they're not interested in joining the military anymore. Government geniuses gave in to globalization and gutted our jobs. Look, the United States is hated around the world. That wasn't an accident. It resulted in part from the constant drumbeat of anti-American propaganda put out by Hollywood and our own government. By the way, both constantly tell the world that America is irredeemably greedy, polluting everything, racist, evil. Who can forget Obama's apology tour? Now, these conditions mean that the United States doesn't have the type of leverage that we once did in world affairs. And of course, Biden, he's just made everything worse. He's simply not credible as a global leader. We have become, sadly, under Biden, a laughingstock. Can you ever imagine him putting him on the phone with other world leaders? Imagine listening to those calls. They know he's not serious, and therefore they think that we are not serious. After all, we elected him. It's not surprising that evil countries everywhere are on the march. And it's certainly not surprising that Washington seems helpless to stop them. But the answer here isn't to criticize House Republicans or write more op-eds calling on Americans to make sacrifices for Ukraine. Let me be clear. Americans will not support a government that they do not trust. And they're not willing to support throwing away resources on policies that are doomed to fail. That was true when we left Vietnam. It was true when we left Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's true now. Look at the chaos that has been sown around the world in Biden's first term. And then imagine how much worse it will be.
All right, there you go, Joe. You know, again, there's a lot of things happening in the chatter out there. The chatter is that sometime in June, they have another candidate to insert. They're going to pull old Joe down and put him out to pasture. This is what's going on, that the Democratic Communist Party are going to do that. Somebody, they think, with the help of the fake news media, And this may be the appearance of the Antichrist himself. I don't know, coming on the scene. But again, that's the chatter out there. Meanwhile, like they're saying, that Joe Biden needs another 4 years to completely destroy America, to do exactly what his
revolution.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. While you're talking about that, he's getting up now. The news is that he's out there talking to all our allies, and they're going to get tough with Iran. They're going to be putting more and more sanctions. It's interesting because not one thing about the Iranian oil, 80% of all the Iranian oil is being sent to communist China, is buying all of it, and they're selling it to some other countries. But not one word about shutting down the oil. They've given all this. Every time we turn around, they're releasing more and more money. But I was looking through some of the stuff, and basically we're going to continue to take action in coordination with our partners around the world. Here's what they're doing. Why, we've sanctioned over 600 individuals and entities connected to terrorism and financing and horrific human rights abuses and support for proxy terrorist groups. And on, not one thing about what could we do to hurt Iran, shut off the, you know, put the embargo back on their oil, cut off, that's where they're making, what, 70, 80 billion, I can't even remember anymore. Their money is coming from oil sales to China because Biden hasn't used those embargoes on the oil that they're producing and selling. And yet here they keep talking about, we're talking with all our friends and all the, you know, our partners, and we're going to clamp down. And yet the one thing that would really work, they will not do. So that tells you it's all dog and pony show, smoke and mirrors, and they're basically lying to you. They're not trying to stop Iran. They're not trying to shut it down, or they would do something that would work.
Well, you know, people want to know this, but I got to get the number out first.
Oh, yeah.
We want to say Kurt in PA, Pennsylvania, pledges 30. Thank you, Kurt. 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line, too. Or 888-677-9673. Got to hear from you. Listen, Joe, a lot of people are saying, how, if we get President Trump gets back in, they're going to do everything they can to try to put him in prison. No telling, you know, if nothing else works, they're going to probably have another attempt at assassinating him. They're scared to death. Now, with the FBI, the CIA, and NSA, those turned against us, the American people, with the federal collective turn against us, Trump would have to use the military. He'd have to go in and use the military to arrest several layers of the FBI and to pull out several layers of the so-called, you know, what he would have to do is, like Clinton did, fire the entire DOJ. And so that's what, you know, I think what Trump will have to do. But since we don't have... He doesn't have, he's got the, he'll have the Secret Service behind him, but he'll have to go with the military, and even in the military, only certain parts of the Army, you know, Austin is not with Trump, just like Milley. Milley created treason, and Austin is not, he is not on our side. And so it's the other branches, the generals in the military, in the Marine Corps, whatever, who are stayed fast with Trump, will have to be used. What do you think?
Well, one thing, the people, I go back to, if the people support Trump, I'm looking at some pictures right now. Trump went to meet that bodega worker there in Harlem that killed, was cleared of murder for stabbing an ex-con to death in self-defense. And the headline, Harlem crowd chants, 4 more years, little kids are crying, we love you. I'm looking through this huge crowd, people around him shoulder to shoulder everywhere you look, and it's a very mixed race crowd. There's lots of the Hispanic, lots of blacks, lots of everything you can see there. And this is Harlem, and you would think this is a movie star. I mean, the pictures, they're going crazy. 4 more years, 4 more years. This is Harlem. This is something that I didn't think I would ever see, a white president getting being treated like royalty in Harlem.
All righty.
It's the people. And if he's got the backing of the people, he can get backing of the military.
Mike in PA pledges $250. Monica from Massachusetts pledges 50, and Jane in Georgia pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, we have approximately 37 minutes more on the air. No, we got a little bit more than that, about 39 minutes more on the air. And then we will be here to midnight tonight to hear from you, folks. We definitely got to hear from you. One good thing that's happening here, Joe, in Ohio, well, Tennessee just became the first state to ban the spraying of aerosols in the atmosphere. And right now you have a number of other states, and we're pushing here in Ohio for the same thing. Kentucky, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, and South Dakota are also introducing bills to ban the spraying of aerosols in our atmosphere. And that would help tremendously.
Something that would actually help.
Well, you know, here's an interesting thing.
But you don't hear the Biden administration backing it.
No, you don't. Because
not a word.
The Biden administration is not on the side of America. Bill Gates is the one behind blocking out the sunlight with these other organizations now. And so whatever Bill Gates, what the billionaires tell Biden, that's what Biden does now. We want to go to BNB pledges 400. Thank you. And T pledges 27. L pledges 20. And Janice in Minnesota pledges 40. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Joe Bob and Biden traveled to his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. And guess what? He came there and there were more media people, more of the press came out than there were the public to see him. In fact, I'm looking at it.
Coming out to tell how he's going to raise taxes. And I'm just sure all those working class people, that's, you know, really what they want to hear. There's going to be more taxes. He's going to let the Trump tax cut expire, so that means everybody's going to get a tax increase.
Well, they're asking him, if you're going to be give us an increase, could you please ask your son, Hunter Biden, to pay his taxes? Okay. But anyhow, Biden
taxes for him. Don't you understand? Hunter's special.
Yeah, he had this
special
meeting,
his
Joe.
His name is Biden. And billionaires want to pay all of his back taxes for him.
Joe, he had this meeting in the Masonic Temple. I'm looking at this, and there's can't be maybe at the very most 40 people there. And there were more press, many more press than there were the public there, even though it was announced that he was going to be out there. Folks.
Yeah, well, I was just telling you, this huge crowd at this little bodega in Harlem, people lined up and down the streets as far as you could see, and Trump and Biden got about, what, 40 people?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We saw this before. We've seen this story before, haven't we?
Yeah, we sure have. And yet the fake news media, but they're already... the chatter has it, and those that investigate elections are telling us that they have information that the FBI and the CIA are already gearing up to, again, we know that it was the FBI and the CIA were there to take down Trump. And so, folks, again, if you are a Christian, you're called a Christian nationalist now. And you are at war. It's a cold war with the federal government. The federal government is no longer our federal government. It's the same government that used to stand against communism has now adopted communism. So there you go. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That article, The Left's Plan, Joe, to sabotage talk radio. And they want to sabotage talk radio, and they want to sabotage independent, like us.
Yeah,
alternative.
Definitely. Well, that's why they keep trying to Soros. We did that story, I think it was about a week ago. They're buying up 400 and some different radio stations across the country under two or three of his sub-organizations, but it's all still a lot of George Soros's money. And they're going to slowly try and take them over, get out before the election. The idea that they'll start, you know, putting the party line out there, promoting the Democrat candidate. Is what they say, a lot of people wait till 6 weeks before the election before they pay any attention. And that's when we're going to see all these stations start backing the Democrats.
Yeah. Well, you have Soros has spent $131,111,250 on this scam. And of course he's put the so-called judicial horse. He spent all of this money. He put out a shopping list. Go out and find us. And because the media is geared up, you know, that racism, 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 and they're playing this race card. And, you know, the people aren't as fooled. A number of the people aren't as fooled as they used to be. But he literally put out a shopping list, and he said, go out and find me black women. Okay, they're the big minority. Those that hate white people, those especially hate men, white men. And it seems like one of the other requirements, Joe, is that they were overweight. It seems because like Letitia James and Fannie Mills, all of these women that he went out and bought, it seems like they're all overweight. That went out there and where you're in Missouri.
St. Louis.
Yeah, St. Louis. And I mean, all the ones all over. It seems like they all fit in a mold.
Well, they're all egotistical, foul mouth. They're all very unpleasant people. Let's put it, that's the nicest way I can say it. Very unpleasant people.
Yep. And so here. All righty. 888-281. What do you have next, Joe?
I was just going to say, heads up to a couple of people. Josh Hawley is out there calling Energy Secretary Granholm to resign. And they were in a meeting, and he came out, this was today, hearing Tuesday, and he said, you know, you've lied to this committee. You've misled us. It's outrageous. You're continuing to mislead us. This has got to change, and frankly, you need to go. You see what happened early when she was brought in, it was revealed that she violated the Stock Act 9 times by failing to disclose about $250,000 in stock sales within the legally mandated time frame. And when she was questioned, she said no, she didn't own any individual stocks, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and then she and her husband went and sold a bunch of stuff, tried to cover it up, and didn't tell anybody for another 30, 40 days after. So, and then she's trying to say, I thought we had, you know, taking care of it, but I was incorrect. And as soon as I realized, I went and tried to fix it. But Hawley's calling for her resignation. And on the other hand, we have Marjorie Taylor Greene out there accusing Alexandro Mayorkas of treason over these links. I was talking about the flyers being handed out in Mexico, telling the migrants to vote for Biden. She said, this guy is committing treason. He's backing these NGOs that I was telling you about. It's like anything else. This one group's got two or three groups underneath it with different names. You know, they pyramid things down from the top. And it's hard to keep track because there'll be a dozen different names hiding where the original money and control is coming from. So she's coming out and she's talking, you know, he's committed treason. You've abolished the policies and done all the illegal things. So at least we have some Republicans now that are coming out and going after these people, and they're fighting back a lot harder than I've seen in a long, long time.
Well, that John Kennedy really gave a great speech, and he aimed it at Chucky Schumer.
Yeah.
About Mayorkas, and he said, look, what you're planning on doing has never been done, never, okay? And so, in other words, they're at the point they said, look, we're out now. We've gone completely corrupt. Chucky Schumer is completely, there's nothing left about him that's not corrupted. We don't care that 70% of the American people want Mayorkas. They want him impeached and probably sent to jail. He should be sent to jail and tried for treason. But Chucky Schumer says, we don't care. We're in power. We don't care what the people want. And, you know, we'll use the fake news media out there to convince people that they want something they don't really want. And there you go. I mean, that's where we're at. But
yeah, well, here we have Marjorie Taylor Greene. I loved it. She goes, you worked as a board member of an NGO that is working in conjunction with other NGOs, which are not only financing the invasion of our country, but telling the illegals to vote in our U.S. elections. You are telling illegals, non-citizens to come and vote for Joe Biden, your boss. This is corruption at the deepest level, and I would call it treason. So it's fine. You know, I'm getting excited. We've got some people now that are really speaking the truth and speaking out loud and clear, and maybe a lot more people will be waking up.
Well, there are some good things happening in that order. Now, in the next coming weeks, there's meetings taking place. Most of it is on the county level, more and more of it. We have some articles here. If I was looking, I wanted to read one of the newsletters that the people have written about here in Ohio, if I could find that article. And it was talking about the Blue 22. Those are the 22 Democrats that ran as Republicans. So they're called the Rhino Blue 22.
Yeah.
And there's a big push now by more, and it's a growing push to get rid of them, to really target and go after the Blue 22. And I'll find that article somewhere. I've got it. It's a really good one. It was written out by a good friend of mine who actually ran for Congress. Let me see if I can find that article. It was really good. But anyhow, we see that Patrick in Cleveland pledged 100. Thank you, Patrick. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. And we'll... No, I don't do that. This is Pledge Week. Yeah, I'm losing it, Joe. I'm tired. You know, I think I'm losing my voice.
Yep, sometimes it... that happens to us. We're getting a little older.
Yep, it's happening, but we're still standing in and fighting back. Well, anyhow... When we get that, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. What do you have, Joe?
Well, there's some good news, other good news. Tomorrow, the constitutional peace officers, you know, a friend of ours, is going to, they're having a summit to address the threats facing America. And it's going to be, I guess, they're in Las Vegas. They're having to be Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is having its big summit in Vegas. And I guess there's quite a long list of people supposed to be there. And the speakers are going to be General Flynn, of course, Sheriff Richard Mack. Mike Lindell's going to be there, Sheriff Darleaf. Bob Songer, several big sheriffs, Steve Bannon, the farmer Jared Bosley, and Wayne Allen Root and others. And they're talking the same thing. America's at a critical juncture. This event is not just about discussing, but is focused on presenting tangible, actionable solutions that can lead us back to the principles of liberty and justice. So... And people in the local area can attend. There's a $49 registration, and but they're going to be finding solutions and things. So hopefully maybe we can get Richard Mack on to tell us what they came up with at the meeting.
Yeah, we'll do that. I haven't talked to Richard in a while, but he when he comes up here, he stays up here with us.
Yeah, so maybe we give him a few days. We'll call him and see what came about from their big conference.
Yeah, you know what? I've noticed my voice, I sound more like Alex Jones now. There you go.
All right.
Now, folks.
I won't call you Pastor Alex.
All righty. I want to tell the people. Now, we have those that pledge. Don't forget, if a pledge $50 or more, you get both the Bible Answer Book, Dynamite Book. They call it the Little Red Book. And it'll help you with your Bible studies. It's a tremendous aid. And then also we've got some of the best songs in our CDs, of the favorites. And I'm going to tell you, people love a lot of the songs we play here. So you get both of those for a donation of $50 or more tonight. But you got to let us know that you want them. You see, if you don't tell us that you want them, we won't send it to you. So you got to make sure that sure of that, because people often they'll say, "Well, I sent in my $50, or but I didn't get my books." Well, did you ask for them? No. Well, then that's why you didn't get them. So you got to ask for them. And speaking of songs, we'll be back right after this.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent, who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he calls it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah you bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
Alrighty, there ain't no skeletons in Jesus' closet. I love that song. I really love that song. Carl Klang, he was a dear friend. And what a patriot. What a patriot that fellow was. And talented. Wow, was he talented. Songs and sings. But anyhow, I love that song. Because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. That means because he defeated death and hell and he raised himself on the third day, folks. That means that there you go. That is the assurance that we have in him, that we can spend eternity with him, and we'll rise again, for sure. Anyhow, Dale in Michigan pledged 25. He wants a match to that. And Dioniso? I believe it's Dioniso, huh? Am I right? Dionisio, New York, he pledges $10. All right. I'd like to get a match for my 1,000. You know, am I going to get a match for my 1,000, folks? I don't have that much time left. I've only got 21 minutes left tonight where you can call in to get my match. Won't somebody look? If I don't get a match, today is what, Tuesday? Until I get a match for my 1,000, I'm going to ask Pastor Joe not to eat, not to have a thing to eat until I get my match for that 1,000, Joe. I know you would.
I think I can make it that long.
All righty. Okay. All right, there you go.
But we can certainly use all the help we can get.
And, yeah, we certainly
also
can.
Just remember, so many people out there, we need all the donations, and we need a lot. The many hands lighten the load. Out here, remember an old Amish watching, well, I got to actually help some of my Amish neighbors build some barns a few times. And you get a bunch of strong men, they grab a long, big pole that normally would take heavy equipment, and they get it up in the air, down in the big hole already dug, and with many hands, it makes the job easy, went fast, everybody's singing and laughing and joking while we worked, and that's what we need, just more people just to donate, whether it's $10, $20, $100, whatever you can afford. We need a lot more. The percentage of people that donate that listen is very, very small. And, if you know, I think it's, what, 1% or 2% usually, Pastor?
Yeah.
And if we had 3% to 5%, we could spend 30 minutes or, you know, a night for a week, and we wouldn't have to hardly fundraise at all if just 3% to 5% of the listeners would donate something.
Every now and then we'll get a letter from somebody saying, you know, I'm ashamed of myself. I've been listening to you all of these years, getting your newsletter, and I've never really donated, but that's going to change. From now on, I'm going to donate regularly. And that's where we get all of our donors. We have to have a lot of donors. So, you know what you were saying about, you know, you get a bunch of the people together. You know, that Noah's Ark, you know, there in Kentucky, that was built by the Amish. That was built by the Amish. And here I remember out not that long ago, they just had recently Amish moving, carrying an entire barn. There were about 100 of them, and they were carrying this entire barn. I mean, it was an amazing thing. And so, anyhow.
Cooperation, teamwork, and many, many hands lighten the load, and that's, I guess, what we're asking of our listeners. Like I said, if just even a very 5% of all the listening audience, if you guys would just, you know, donate $10, $20, we wouldn't have to do any more fundraising.
Well, we do it 1 week out of the month. We don't, you know, we don't want to be, you know, we're not like these prosperity preachers. That's all they talk about. We try to do it 1 week out of the month, and because of that, the commercials and things, the announcements, we actually have less than 10 hours. We really get about 9 hours in it, you know, to do this, to raise enough funds to keep us on for the rest of the month.
And we're sure not going to tell you that, you know, if you donate, God's just going to bless you and everything's going to be wonderful, because, you know, I'm looking at some stuff right now. The buying power of your wages is lower now than when Biden took office. We're facing persistent high inflation, period. Jamie Dimon, head of U.S. largest bank, warns it's probably going to be 8% interest rates along with recession. He's saying it's not looking good. The Fed's Powell says inflation data this year shows lack of progress, taking a lot longer than we expected for inflation to reach, you know, get our goals, and to reach, and he's saying, casting doubt that there may be any interest rate cuts this year because things are getting worse. Why are they getting worse? The Biden administration keeps spending money they do not have. It has to be borrowed. And right now I've got a statistic you're not going to like. 55% of all the tax returns sent in so far this year, all they did was pay the interest on the debt. 55% of our tax returns, all they did was pay the interest on the debt we owe. That's how big it is, folks. And these fools in government keep spending like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, I know that. And, you know, in here, you know, it's an amazing thing, Joe. They do. They just keep spending All right, we have only about, where's the clock? Clock's over here. We have 20 minutes left tonight, folks. So we really, really got to hear from you at 888-281-1110 or a. I must be tired because I just lost my train of thought. I was going to ask you a question, but I got, when you were talking about the banks and J.B. Dimon here, here, Attorney General for more than a dozen states allege that the Bank of America is debanking conservatives.
Yep.
More than a dozen Republican attorney generals have raised concerns alleging the Bank of America. This is a part of, again, the New World System, the Antichrist system, is some are debanking some customers because of their religious and political views. Fox News Digital obtained a letter from Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach to BOA CEO Brian T. Moynihan, suggesting that the company appears to be conditioning access to its services on customers having the bank's preferred religious political views. It goes on to say, your discriminatory behavior is a serious threat to free speech and religious freedom. It's potentially illegal and causing political and regulatory backlash. The letter sent Monday states, your bank needs to be transparent with and assure us, its shareholders and others, it will not continue to debank customers for their speech or the religious exercise of.
Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't bank there. You know, if they don't want my business, fine. There's some lot smaller local banks that are a lot more friendly. Right? Oh. You guys had, at the ministry, you had to change banks because they didn't want to handle what's right. What's
yeah,
pretty,
yeah.
You know, you're, the, I mean, doers of the word, wasn't it?
Right. They didn't like that we were pro-life. They took the stand, and I'm trying to think of what, now I'm trying to remember what that bank was. It was, we'd been with them for a while. Yeah.
And then found somebody that didn't mind, you know, handling your banking business.
Well, you know, that very branch bank where that did that, and they had an attitude, and they went out of business. They closed right down. Boom.
Yeah. No, well, you know. It served it right. And that probably, you know, if they dropped you, I think a lot of people probably listened in that were banking there, took their money out.
And yeah, we talked about it on the radio.
There's a lot of us out there.
Yep. And so Rhonda in New York pledges 20. Thank you, Rhonda. All right, we're counting down 888, folks, 281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We have only about, we'll be here to midnight. So we got about 17 minutes left. And this is why we, like I say, we really do our best not to ask for money the rest of the month, 1 week out of the month. But we got to pay the bills. We have to pay the bills, and this is how we do it. Now, we don't have people, advertisers. We don't have sponsors.
And George Soros has never sent us a check. We're not holding our breath either, are we?
No, we're not, because if we had sponsors, they would go after them. They've tried to do that time and time again, trying to connect even anyone who, with our radio program,
yeah.
They want us off the air in the worst way.
They do not like us, Sam. I am. Hey, I got one story I want to tell. If you have a Gmail address out there, I've got a story for you from Real Clear Wire, Susan Crabtree. Gmail puts GOP candidates' email into spam, but retains Dem messages. Yeah, they've been kind of stiff in the conservatives, the Republicans, and what they're doing, somehow your emails end up in spam, but doesn't seem to happen much to the Democrats. You know, especially during this time, the fundraising, you know, is out there. The Google Gmail is blocking Republican digital messages. Nathan Lemer, CEO of Fixed Gear Strategies, who served as vice president at Targeted Victory, has said he and other Republican consultants have long suspected many emails mysteriously end up in spam folders or are, quote, simply undeliverable. And during a House hearing with CEOs and the big tech companies, Congressman Greg Stubbe pressed Google CEO and why his father and other supporters couldn't receive his fundraising emails, even though they had physically opted in on his campaign website to do so. And what's his name? Pichai? Sundar Pichai, the Google CEO, didn't have the, you know, context. He couldn't explain why emails couldn't go between father and son. He couldn't answer the question. Yeah. So when you have father and son emails, and you know, congressman trying to contact and keep in touch with his own family, you know, something's up. So if you can find another email. It's another thing. Why support somebody that's helping the other side, helping your enemy?
Good question. That's what we got to look at that. The problem of it is you switch, and then pretty soon the one you switch to goes bad, too.
Yeah, sometimes that does happen. So, yeah.
All right, Nancy in Illinois goes $50, pledges $50. Thank you, Nancy in Illinois. All righty, it's 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. You know, Joe, you know, when you were talking about Josh Hawley, Josh Hawley is a great senator. We have people like him, like Ted Cruz. We have people like Jim Jordan here in Ohio. We have a very small percentage of really good congressmen. But that's the way it is with everything. Today, you know, I mean, look at especially the judicial, how many of those judges have gone so corrupt. So you have the judicial whoredom. You've got the media. You've got the media whores out there.
Back to the judicial that you were talking about at the beginning of the program, the judicial, and you've got the religious. We still got the religious whores because they're out there. They're trying to fleece the flock and make a lot of money, and, you know, so they have their big mansions and their airplanes and million-dollar salaries, and they're not helping save the country. They're not preaching the gospel. They're not trying to keep people from going to hell. So we have it all plus, don't we?
Well, many of them think that, well, you know what, with enough money, if we have to, we can leave the country. We can go to another country and live where the dollar, you know, in our goal, our wealth is worth a lot more. But, you know, it may not work that way. The dollar may be worth absolutely nothing. I mean, since Biden's been in, it's worth so much less than it was when he got in.
And
you know,
some of those countries you could flee to are only free because we are the superpower that's kept evil at bay. And if we're no longer that superpower, there's not going to be any place to run to.
Well, we are no longer the world's biggest superpower. That ended, okay?
We're still helping keep the world stable right now.
Right, yeah.
It can get a lot worse quickly.
But they've lost, you know, the world has lost respect for America thanks to the Democrats.
Obama-Biden.
Yep. Alrighty, we're running out of time again like we normally do, and at this time of day, and I wanted to say that, again, we've played that song, There Ain't No Skeleton in Jesus' Closet, folks. Again, I don't know, you know, Joe, if people can fathom exactly what that means. So many people just seem to go through this life without really, really understanding what it's all about, okay? This is what you read. In Hosea chapter 4, my people are destroyed. They're destroyed for lack of knowledge. And, you know, we keep trying to bring that knowledge to them. We say, if you can grasp this, if you can understand, folks, it's like, well, you know, it's like they're more indoctrinated And it's like the media has stolen their brains, okay? But anyhow, folks, we said all that to say this, that reality is this. You are going to die someday. I want to say very quick, Joan from Medina pledges 50. Thank you, Joan. Media, PA. I didn't even know there was such a place, Media, PA. All right. Thank you, Joan. Anyhow, bottom line is this, Joe. Everybody listening out here is going to die. When they do, they will learn what everyone who has already died learned. Okay, right? And that is that every word that proceeded forth from the mouth of God was right from the mouth of God. And they'll learn that. There's no unbelievers in heaven or hell, is there?
No, not one.
And so that is reality. And so, folks, what we're telling you this here, if you have not, called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you have not been born again, you're walking on a tight wire over a burning lake of fire. Again, you don't control the day, the time that your soul will be required of you, and that will happen. But let me tell you, it's not your call. Every day we hear about people how he was so strong, he was so healthy, he was so athletic, and boom, what happened? He just dropped over of a heart attack. And most of the vast majority of people that are going to pass away tonight, throughout this, by this time tomorrow, Joe, many, many, many people that are here tonight will not be here tomorrow. Their souls will have been required of them. And the vast majority of them have no intention of dying, but it's not their call, is it?
No, sure isn't, and we just all the time, there's accidents, there are shooting, car accidents, heart attacks, all kinds of trips and falls, things people don't think of, people slip in the bathtub and break their neck, kill themselves. It happens all over, all the time. It just, people never think it's going to be them.
So here's what you have to do, here's what you should do, listen, when the preacher gives you, someone witnesses to you, again, he's just the messenger. He's just a messenger. The message is coming from on high. And we do this because we know. We don't have any doubts what we're telling you, folks, is the absolute truth, right from the Word of God. And so when we tell you this, this is where you need to do, simply pray to the Father. This is what the Lord Jesus said. Ask for forgiveness of your sin. He said, pray to the Father in the name of the Son. Once you've done that, if you pray to the Father and ask for forgiveness of your sins, believe me, everybody out there listening is a sinner. And he will forgive you of your sins. Then you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. And you got to go all out, folks. Jesus said all. You got to put him first, number one, first. And then he will honor that commitment, and you will become a new creature. You will become a born-again believer. You will become an heir of the kingdom, and you will be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. You have God's word on that. Okay, so we're running out of time for tonight, so until tomorrow, we want to say good night.
We say good night.
God bless.
God bless you.
And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.